Here you can see the difference in the colors of rock. On our right here, you can see is the darker rock. That is the head of Lord Vishnu. On the left, you can see is more yellowy, lighter rock. That is the head of Lord Brahma. And, of course, those of you who are Indian, you know all about cow dung patties. But if you want to enter into the cowherd pastimes, you have to learn how to make cow dung patties. This is all part of bridge bussy technology. So Russian group is here on Saliva. Hindi group is back here. Tamil Telugu is back in the corner there. So there are eight main Sakhis, the Ashta Sakhis. First is Lalita. Who is second? Vishakha. Who is third? Okay, anyway, we can say Tunga Vidya. Who is another one? Huh? Not Chandravali. You're on the wrong team. Lalita Vishakha Tunga Vidya. Chitra. This is her village. Then, so now we got four. Who's the fifth? Who is a fifth? Huh? Induleka. We have five now. Six. Sudevi. Who is a seventh? Rangadevi. And who is the eighth one? I think we didn't mention Champaklata, did we? No. So there you have eight Sakhis, main Sakhis. And their villages are all around Varshana. We were just in Lalita's village. Now we are entering Chitradevi's village. But on the way back, depending on this and that, we may stop in the village of Induleka. Maybe. If you're good devotees. Anyway, we will see how it goes. But we will be passing through the village of Induleka. Chitradevi, what is her specialty? Let us see what we know about Chitradevi. Lalita, her specialty is talking. Oh, you cannot talk your way around Lalita. So Chitradevi, what is her specialty? I think Chitradevi, her specialty is art, painting, pictures, like Mendi and Gopi Dots and all that. Tunga Vidya, her village is the next village, Davaro. She is an expert in mystical powers, magic. Oh, yes. Who is bringing up the rear? We don't want to embarrass anyone. So Tungavidya's village is Davaro. It is about 3 kilometers that way. then Ranga Devi's village is Rakholi. Rakholi is another few kilometers straight on past Tungavitya's village. Vishaka's village, you know what it's called? It's called Kamai. Kamai is just past Varshana on the other side of the main road, about 2 kilometers. A very nice temple there of Vishaka. Here in Chiksoligram, there is no temple of Chitradevi. Although in almost all the other villages of the Astasakis, there is a temple dedicated to the particular Saki involved. Okay, so let us hope we're all in our positions. Ruski, Zdes, Pajalsta, Hindi, Yaha, Tamil, Telugu, I can't say it, but over the back there. Okay, so now you remember Chitradevi and Srimati Radharani and the gopis. They defeated Krishna and the cowherd boys completely. And Madhu Mangal was just reduced to tears. And the gopis went back into the village right here, laughing that we showed these boys they are just stupid boys. Who takes boys seriously when they're girls? So, but then Krishna and the cowherd boys and Madhu Mangal, they came sneaking into the village. They went into Chitradevi's butter storehouse. They ate butter, practically all the butter. But then Radharani and Chitradevi came, they looked inside, they saw what was happening. They locked Krishna and the cowherd boys in the storehouse. So, what to do? Up the top, there was one window. Krishna and the cowherd boys, one by one, they escaped out the window. Last one was Madhu Mangal. He climbed up, he put his head out, then his shoulders out, then his chest just got out. But his stomach would not fit out. He got stuck in the window. Because Madhu Mangal, he loves prasadam. Particularly, he loves laddu. Every meal he must have minimum 25 laddus. So he was stuck. His head was out. His legs were in. Krishna and the cowherd boys ran. And Madhu Mangal cried out, Krishna, help! It was too late. Krishna and the cowboys had already gone. So Radharani and the gopis, they opened the door, expecting to find Krishna and the coward boys. But there was no one there. Then they saw stuck in the window something round. Something round with two things sticking off it. And they realized it is the rear end of Madhu Mangal. So the gopis took it in turns with sticks to hit him on the rear end. This is special mercy. But every time they hit him, Madhu Mangal would cry out, "Krishna, help!" But Krishna did not come. So then they grabbed his legs. They pulled him inside. They tied him up. And they took him to the Kund on the other side of the village. Oh, harassing him, insulting him, threatening him. "Do you know what we are going to do to you?" So when they arrived at the Kund, what happened? We will find out when we get to the Kund. Srimati Radharani ki. Srimati Chitradevi ki. Shri Madhu Mangal ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Jai. Gopremanande. So now we will go on to the Kund. It is only about a kilometer. Here. Ah. Aha. Cub. Right now? Right now. Okay. So we will wait here a few minutes because very important thing is happening. Are we going to go to the Kund? Oh, okay. Okay, we'll go to the Kund then. Okay, so we will go to the Kund. Shri Krishna Kund ki. Jai.